Hi, this is Marisa Kul and I'm Naila Sayed here with the latest updates in healthcare. In Tamil Nadu, 178 COVID patients were discharged from hospitals on a single day today, while 76 new cases were reported. The number of coronavirus cases in Maharashtra rose to 5,218, with 552 new patients being detected yesterday. Delhi Chief Minister Mr. Arvind Kejriwal said that the 83% of the COVID-19 patients who have died had comorbidity, which means serious medical conditions like diabetes, blood pressure, kidney disease, cancer, etc. An investigation of the US Veterans Health Administration information found that the 28% of the 97 patients given hydroxychloroquine alongside standard consideration died, as compared to a demise pace of 11% of the 158 patients that didn't get the medication. Odisha government has set up a 30-line help center to facilitate the redressal of issues of Odia workers stranded in other parts of the country. Ministry of Railway has offered a supply of 2.6 lakh meals daily from various railway kitchens wherever the district administration is willing and able to pick up cooked meals and distribute it amongst the needy. This has been communicated to the district authorities all over the country. Rajasthan government has stopped the antibody rapid test for coronavirus, claiming that the kit sent by the Indian Council of Medical Research is faulty. State Health Minister Mr. Raghu Sharma steers it clear that the kit is showing wrong results and there is no procedural lapse at the government's front. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mr. Yogi Adityanathan asked the state's medical authorities to promote plasma therapy for the treatment of coronavirus infected patients after examining its efficiency. That's all for today. For more updates, log on to medicircle.in. Good day and stay healthy.